It is 4:46 here on Downtown. Time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. It is, what, 3 years Eric has been doing this segment? I don't believe he's ever taken a day off.
He hasn't since I've been here.
No, I don't think he ever has, but he's on vacation, much deserved, and so we head into the archives just about this time last year as Eric talked with us about wine, of course, and Sicily on Message in the Bottle.
Sicily is like its own continent in the middle of the Mediterranean. It's near Italy, and it's got a lot of the same sort of traditions, but it's really very different, and it's very climatologically, I made that up, diverse. It's extraordinarily diverse. How diverse? Well, first of all, bear in mind that it, just on the surface, if you go there and visit, it bears the scars and the remnants of countless civilizations. You've got temples from Greeks. You've got fortresses from the Moors when the Moorish empires were moving up into the Mediterranean and taking over. You've got Roman everything, right? You know, mosaics and temples and all this. And they're all overlaid, and Etruscans and all these sorts of civilizations have conquered Sicily in various parts and held various parts of Sicily. It's that big. It's very big. And you've also got the fact that the southern tip of it, of Sicily, rather, is farther south than Tunis, right? So that's the northern tips of Africa. This is farther south, closer to the equator. It's very warm, very dry in the southern part of Sicily. Whereas in the north of Sicily, it's actually quite cool. You have several mountains, including, of course, the famous Mount Etna that we'll talk about a little bit later, that actually have snow cover for much, if not all, of the year. So it's really very, very diverse. It's very, very interesting. And subsequently, obviously, there's a lot of different things being grown there, which is why I wanted to kind of give a whole day or whole segment, whole day, whole 10 minutes, to Sicily itself. So, like I said, conditions are very hot in the south. Winds from the African continent kind of come up. They dry everything out. It's a very dry heat. And so what's really interesting is that that means there's very little spraying needed. It's very good growing conditions, honestly. So it's a place that's kind of getting rife with all these guys, much like the south of France, who are kind of coming in and doing organic and biodynamic agriculture and saying, well, we don't need to spray here. There's no need for any of that. There is need for irrigation in quite a lot of these places, but that's not against organic tenets. It's really, you know, it's a very pure for no chemical spraying, and that's really, really nice. Now in the north, a little bit different, but some really, really cool things happening, especially like I said, on the slopes of Mount Etna. So you're getting volcanic soils, especially that are, as we have spoken about in prior things when we talked about Pompeii blowing its top and things like that. Volcanic soils are very rich. They're very, very good for agriculture. And as you get up a little bit, you still get that strain that the grapevines need, and you're getting some really, really interesting things on the slopes of Mount Etna. And then, of course, in the west is where we've all heard of the famous Marsala wine, right? So Marsala is more than, I mean, I suppose if you're my age, right, so I'm almost 40, you've never really known Marsala to be anything interesting. You've just known it as this really cheap wine on the bottom shelf of your local supermarket to make chicken Marsala. Now, I'm not one to disparage chicken Marsala. I love me some chicken Marsala. I mean, you know, mushrooms and chicken and just this rich decadent sauce that you put on pasta is wonderful. But Marsala is actually capable of being much, much more. And interestingly enough, the wine that we're drinking today is a still white expression of the grape that they use in Marsala. So it's sort of a further extension of that really, really interesting wine. What happened in Sicily for a long, long time is that there was a lot of mass production and homemade stuff, and it's just, it kind of got forgotten. It wasn't privy to a lot of the technological advances that were happening, and especially in the 80s and 90s, it really became sort of a factory. It pumped out a lot of mass-produced wine, which is nice, but not really good and interesting. Nothing worth importing into the United States, and so there really wasn't much available to people. The company that changed all that was a company called Planeta. And if you've been in the store from time to time, we have their Rosso, their Nero d'Avola. They're a very, very well-respected company. But how they got into the U.S. and really into the international scene was importing and creating Moscato of a certain quality. And the Moscato from Sicily was all of a sudden recognized very well. And so that's how they started to get on the scene, is for this really nice, sweet quality wine. And then people started coming and checking out what was going on the Sicilian scene, and they discovered a lot of different things. What did they discover? Well, the first, the real workhorse and the thing that we all love here, like I just mentioned, is Nero d'Avola. Nero d'Avola is a wonderful red grape that was almost exclusively used essentially under the cover of darkness to fortify weak reds from France and Italy. They would just send it on. It was a very rich, dense red wine, and they would just send it on and just kind of, you know, put it in this stuff, like I said, under the cover of darkness. It was often very, you know, syrupy and very, very high alcohol because it just got super ripe. But now what people are doing is they're planting it at slightly higher altitudes, harvesting at night, so not letting it get the super ripe. And you're getting actually really, really nice wines, kind of comparable to Syrah, juicy red fruit, little spice, really, really nice wine. So Nero d'Avola, check it out if you're a fan of, you know, Zinfandels and blends and things like that, that give you a little bit of, you know, juicy fruit and spice. Really, really killer stuff. And as I said, Planeta is very good. There's a number of really good. Colossi makes a really, really nice Nero d'Avola. So check those out. Another grape that is blended with Nero d'Avola, and actually we're getting a really, really good one in on Friday of this week, is called Frappato. Frappato is kind of like, it's kind of like Gamay from Beaujolais. It's like light and fun, almost candied as well. And then they blend that with Nero d'Avola and create this wine called Cerasuolo di Vittoria, which is absolutely phenomenal. And so I encourage you all to check that out. That will be coming in, like I said, this Friday. The other grape that is being grown on Etna, which is really worth noting if you're a Pinot Noir lover, is Nerello. It's tough to sort of, you know, say into a Nerello Mascalese. So again, they're growing this on the volcanic slopes of Mount Etna, and it makes this perfumed red wine that I'm telling you rivals wines from Burgundy. It's just absolutely beautiful. So check those out. Frank Cornelissen, who is a Belgian, makes some really, really spellbinding ones that we occasionally are lucky enough to have.
That's Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, from the archives from this time last year, with a special edition of Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric returns live in studio with us next Thursday afternoon.